neighbors, friends, colleagues. I believe we have flyers outside if anybody wants to hand them out to their neighbors. This is a good this is a good event for them to understand the true message of Islam and how we experience it, how Muslims pray and come together as a community. That will be tomorrow, inshallah. On Sunday afternoon, October 16th, immediately after Zohar, there will be a movie screening. Friday, October 21st, next Friday, our youth can look forward to a bonfire at the beach. Saturday, October 29th, CARE will be holding their 26th annual gala. For complete details, visit ca.care.com. Enjoy a selection of menu items from our Friday food vendor, Fry a Burger. And thank you for supporting our Muslim-owned businesses. The cafeteria is now open for anybody that's interested in dining inside the cafeteria. Stay connected to your masjid. Follow ISOC on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please get familiar with our website, isocmasjid.org. Details of all classes and events are also on our weekly newsletter. I would like to introduce our very own Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui for the khatib, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we have the prayer, inshallah, we have a brother who wants to declare the shahada. So where is Brother Owen? MashaAllah. The friends bring them here also as your witnesses, mashaAllah. They introduce him to Islam, mashaAllah. Want to say a few words about yourself?
My name is James. I'm happy to be here, excited. I love the community. I love seeing everybody and just welcome me in. Allah Akbar.
Inshallah, so say, I, your name?
James.
Declare that I am a Muslim. Ashhadu.
An. La ilaha.
Illallah. Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Muhammadan. Rasulullah. I bear witness.
So
there is no God except Allah.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad. Is the messenger of Allah. Peace be upon him. I promise.
That I shall live.
By the teaching by the Holy Quran. And the guidance of Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him. So help me Allah.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة خير الجزاء ونفع الله بنا وبهكم إن شاء الله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers all the prophets and messengers of Allah especially the last and final prophet Muhammad upon his family and upon his followers I bear witness that there is no God except Allah and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is the last and final prophet and messenger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah speaks about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and say, we have not sent you save as a mercy for the worlds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون Those who follow the unlettered prophet whose name they find written in the Torah and in the Injil, commanding them what is right and forbidding them what is evil, and allowing them the good things and forbidding them the bad things, and removing from them any burdens and the shackles that were upon them. So those who believe in him, honor him, help him, and follow the light that is sent down with him, they are indeed the successful people. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ So with the coming of the month of Rabiul Awwal, Alhamdulillah, today is the 18th day of this blessed month, there are a lot of talks about the Prophet ﷺ, celebrations, honoring his life, his message, honoring his personality and expressing our respect for him and love for him. And this is all over. Every place, people of every country, every region, wherever the Muslims are, you will find they are all united in the love and the respect of the Prophet ﷺ. Ask any Muslim of any country, any region, whether they are rich or poor, white or black, young or old, ask them and you will find overwhelming majority, overwhelming, almost all of them. They will say, yes, we indeed love Prophet ﷺ. Indeed, we respect Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. This is in spite of all the challenges Muslims are facing, political problems, social problems, economic problems, problems of the minorities and majorities, all of these things, various things. But Ummah is united in the love and the respect of Muhammad salawatullahi wasalam. And this is very beautiful. This is a great asset. But what is needed is to translate this love into action. What is needed is to not only be just emotionally attached to him, to the Prophet ﷺ, and we are, and it is very important to be emotionally attached to the Prophet ﷺ, but is it not only emotionally attached, but also seriously, positively, we implement his message, his teachings. Because Prophet came with a message, and Prophet came with a mission, and Ummah should be united on the mission of the Prophet ﷺ as well, as they are united in the love of the Prophet ﷺ. Ummah should be united in doing what the Prophet ﷺ told him them to do. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبْعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. As Allah says, those who believe in him, those who honor him, and those who help him, and then those who follow him. Ittiba, those who follow the nur, and the nur is Quran. Those who follow the light that is sent down with him, they are going to be successful people. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So in order to be successful in this life and indeed in the life to come, these are the things that are needed. Iman in the Prophet, respect and honor of the Prophet ﷺ, helping the Prophet ﷺ's cause and mission, and then following the message, following the way of Rasulullah ﷺ. Now Rasulullah ﷺ was the best person. Indeed, he was the best person. And his example is the best example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in the Messenger of Allah is the finest example to follow. Rasulullah's life was a comprehensive life. He is an example in every aspect of life. He is an example as a teacher, as a preacher, as a prophet, as an imam. But also he is an example as a family man, as a father, as a husband, as a brother, as a grandfather. He is an example of a person who has neighbors, relatives. And he is an example of a person who was a businessman, who was the leader of the community, who was a statesman, who was the commander of the armies, who was the judge. So you find that various aspects of life, Rasulullah ﷺ is the exemplary person in every aspect of life. And that is the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ. Then other thing is that we know his life from historical sources, not just from legends and stories. His life is not a story. His life is not a legend. His life is historical. And it is very important that we should learn about this life. And humanity is in need of that kind of guide, that kind of leader. The whole world needs that. Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to guide the whole humanity. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we did not send you except to all people, the whole humanity. He was not prophet to Arabs only. He was not the prophet of his time, 1400 years ago. But he is the prophet for all time. Other great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless them, we honor all of them, they were sent as prophets for their time. They were sent as a prophet for their people, for their tribes. Aad and Samud and Madian and people of Lut alayhi salam and others, they were sent to their people. But you have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is for all time. His message is forever. And he came to emphasize principles that are universal principles. Not just tribal principle, not the principle for temporary, but principle that are forever as guides for the humanity. The first and foremost that he emphasized that there is only one God. There is the creator, the ultimate creator of all humanity is one. And you should not have any other person associated in the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognize him as one, la ilaha illallah. Our dear brother, he declared the shahada. This is our shahada. This is our testimony, our witness. That there is only one God. There is the one God who created the whole world, and there is the one God who is also the Hakim, the ruler of the whole world. Allah lahu al-khalq wal-amr, as the Quran says. The khalq belongs to him, the amr belongs to him. He is the one who created and he is the one who commands. So he is the ruler of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings as one family. Another important point that Rasulullah SAW emphasizes, that you all came, all people, you all came from one person, Adam alayhi salam, and then from that person Allah created his spouse, and from this couple came whole humanity. So originally, the parent of all people are one. One and the same parent. So in this way, humanity is one. And that cuts the roots of racism and color prejudice and superiority. All of these things that people have. All human beings are from one family and all human beings are equal. And the Prophet ﷺ declared in his khutbah, in his last hajj, An-nasu sawasiyah. People are equal. لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأبيض على أسود ولا لأسود على أبيض إلا بالتقوى. There is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab. There is no superiority of a non-Arab over an Arab. There is no superiority for a white person over a black person. And there is no superiority of a black person over a white person. إلا بالتقوى. Except by righteousness, except by God consciousness. Yes, those who are God conscious, they are superior. Because they are, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, as Allah says in the Quran. The noblest of you, the best of you in the sight of Allah, are those who are most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet said, justice must be done to all people. يَعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. If you want to be people of taqwa, then you must be just. And justice not only to your own people. Justice even to those who oppose you, who are not your friends. Justice even to them. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. Let not the animosity of some people towards you make you to do injustice to them. اَعْدِلُوا وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Be just, that is the closest thing to piety. And the Prophet ﷺ emphasized that you should take care of the poor and the needy. Those who have, they should help those who do not have. It is not right that you eat and your neighbors are hungry. It is not right that you have and your people suffering. So be good to others. Be kind to others. To kindness and charity and generosity. This is highly emphasized in Islam. And these are the universal values and universal principles of Islam. And humanity is in need of that. With all the progress the human beings have made in technology and sciences and transportation and all of these things that you have, these things are still missing. Justice is missing. Kindness is missing. Mercy and love is missing. So there's a big task for the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the task is that we carry on this message and first apply to ourselves in our own life, in our own community, in our countries, and also present it to everyone, to all people of the world. Islam comes, first of all, to integrate the person. Individual, every individual must be united in himself. There should not be any dichotomy, any kind of separation between my personal life, my religious life, my business life, all of this should be integrated in one way, same values in every aspect. Because people sometimes they divide. They divide themselves into different things. This is my business life. This is my religious life. This is my private life. This is my public life. All should be governed by one and the same principle. That is the integrity of person. And that's Islam emphasizes. Islam also emphasizes the same thing in family. Family is very important. Caring for the people. Caring for the spouses. Last week, the whole week was about emphasizing unity in the family against the domestic violence that is unfortunately growing everywhere. Be aware of that. Be good to your spouses. Rasulullah says that is best of you, khairukum, khairukum li ahli, wa ana khairukum li ahli. The best of you are those who are good to their families, to their spouses. And he said, I am the best of you to my family. So it is important that people should be good to their families, good to their relatives. Silatul Rahim is highly emphasized in the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. Honor of the elders, kindness to the young. مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. It does not belong to us who does not honor the elders. Honoring the parents. Honor your parents. بَرُّ أَبَاكُمْ تَبَرُّ أَبْنَاؤُكُمْ. If you are good to your parents, your children will be good to you. So, kindness to the neighbors, kindness to the spouses, respect and honor of the parent, of the elders. Many of these teachings, you find that the akhlaq, the passage of the Prophet ﷺ is belief right way, worship in the right way, and also your relations must be right. Your akhlaq must be right. So love of the Prophet ﷺ should be expressed by doing what Prophet ﷺ said. Somebody said it, that is actually it is a quote to Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. He said, لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. If your love is true, then you will obey him. Because the lover obeys the one whom he loves. لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ. If your love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, then obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow him. And love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes you to the love of Allah. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. If you love Allah, follow me, and Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive you your mistakes, your shortcomings, your sins. So, Ummah has a task. All of us, every one, individually and others. That is, we have to care for each other. We have to make this Ummah a strong Ummah. An exemplary Ummah. The people who are role models. Because we are shuhada. كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So we are shuhada. Shuhada does not mean martyrs only. Shuhada means the people who bear witness. Actually, this is what the word martyr means. The one who bears witness. Just like the brother bore witness. This now, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This shahada has to be given not only just in belief, but in action as well. To the world, to everyone. So shahada by tongue and shahada by action. Be role models. Be exemplary people. So unite among yourself and then bring the world to unity. Because this world has a lot of problems. And it is very important that we give this message to the world. There is racism here, there is disparity. Economic disparity, that is exploitation of the strong, exploitation of the weak by the strong, the poor by the rich. All this exploitation. There is a need for justice in the world. There is a need for the human rights of all people without discrimination. Human rights of one group or against the other group. Same, all group people. So we have to stand for the justice for all people. And that is the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is the mission of the Ummah. Because the Ummah stands for the Risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So antum rusulu rasulillah. We are the messengers of the Messenger of Allah. We have the same message. Example is there, the best example. The example person Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that example has to be followed. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have our emotional link with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us also have the real link, the positive link, and the real and the link in the practical sense as well. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. عن عبد الرحمن بن أبي قراد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم توضأ يوما فجعل أصحابه يتمسحون بوضوئه فقال لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما حملكم على هذا؟ قالوا حب الله ورسوله. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سره أن يحب الله ورسوله ويحبه الله ورسوله فليصدق حديثه إذا حدث وليؤدي أمانته إذا أؤتمن وليحسن جوار من جاوره. رواه البيهقي في شعب الإيمان. عبد الرحمن بن قراد رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day made wudu in front of some Sahaba, and Sahaba they started catching the water that was coming from his wudu. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم making wudu and the water that was coming toward them, they were catching that. And they're rubbing their faces and the hand by that water. So Rasulullah said, what made you do that? Ma hamalakum ala hada. They said, love of Allah and the love of the Messenger. Yes, indeed. Love of Allah and love of the Messenger. Anything connected with Rasulullah had the barakah. And they loved that. And they were fortunate that they could do that. So hubbullahi wa rasooli. Love of Allah and the love of the Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah said, whosoever likes to love Allah and His Messenger, and whosoever likes that Allah and His Messenger love him. He likes to love Allah and His Messenger, and you also like that Allah and His Messenger love you. Then Rasulullah said, let him be truthful whenever he speaks. Let him be honest when somebody entrusts him with something. And let him be good to those who are his neighbors. So Rasulullah said, yes, you have emotional link, which is fine. He did not say that you did wrong. It was not wrong. But what is more important? And what you can do all the time, because Rasulullah, when he was there, yes, you can do that. You can take the water from his hand and touch over your faces. But that is when he was there. But what you can do all the time, anywhere in the world, at every place, at any time, that is you speak the truth whenever you speak. And you show your honesty in all matters. And be good to your neighbors. Be good to your neighbors. Three very, very important principles. That's what I'm saying. He took them out from emotionalism to the realism, to the reality, to practicality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'a, Abi Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, wa ala al-sayyidain, al-shahidain, Abi Muhammad, al-Hasan, wa Abi Abdullah, al-Husayn, وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء والعمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. Let us make dua for the people who are not well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. We have to pray for Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haitham Bundaqsi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Reema Dalati, Brother Muhammad Adil Yusuf, Brother Muhammad Abraham, Brother Sayyid Pasha, Sister Fawziya Sibghat, Sister Mubina Kiwal, Ayub family, and Kiwal family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all with good health and shifa. Allahumma shifim ya Allah. Allahumma shifim ardana wa rahim mawtana wa khtim salihati a'malana. Allahumma inna nasalukal afu wal afiyah wal mu'afat al da'ima wal fawza bil jannah wa najati min al nar. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة. And we are also happy to see Brother Ghulam Qadir Sahab, mashallah, good health, alhamdulillah. شفاك الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو استو واستقيموا. Please make straight lines, be close to each other. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بناتنا الدنيا حسن الله صلى الله تعالى جزاك الله.